that's what people want these days. Mm-hmm. It's win-win for the entrepreneur and for the person taking the quiz, because we're actually defining the success principles of what we teach inside of this quiz. And we're having them evaluate on a scale of 1 to 10 where they're at in this process.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, I'm so excited to announce our super amazing guest, Juliette Clark from Superbrand Publishing. Juliette, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, I'm really excited to share with our audience some of your story and what you're working on. So everyone, Juliette is a 6-time author, speaker, and podcaster who has spent the last 20 years helping authors, coaches, and speakers and small businesses all over the world build expert audiences. So we're going to learn all about that today and how Juliette is helping entrepreneurs build their audiences and build their lists. So Juliette, why don't you start by taking us back in time a little bit and tell us, you know, what drew you into this space?
So kind of a zigzag at the time, you know, when you're in what you're doing, you don't quite know where it's going.
Totally.
right out of college, I worked in traditional publishing, Price, Stern, Sloan, and HP Books. And from there, I went over to Chiat/Day Advertising and worked on the billion-dollar Nissan account. And from there, over to Mattel Toys. In 2000, I got tired of traveling. I had 2 kids at home, and I decided to get a real estate license. And because I knew how to market, I kind of jetted right up to the top. We had an agency of 400 people. And I was in the top 25 within the first year and ended up being the top listing agent 1 year as well. So that was my career path until 2007, 2008, when the market started going down. 2007, I got a divorce, and it was a really horrible, bad divorce. Like nobody could behave like adults. But it was also the first time that I could sit down and write for the first time, because I had time with the kids going back and forth. And mm-hmm. So I wrote my first mystery novel and I killed my ex-husband in it. that was the beginning of my writing and publishing career.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds special.
it was special. You know, I'm blonde. So, you know, if I killed him in real life, felony orange is not my color. You know, I always tell people if felons wore royal blue, this might've turned out a little bit differently because that's my color. So I wrote this book and I went to publish it, and I self-published it because I thought, okay, I've been in traditional publishing, marketing. I know what happens here. And I was really disappointed with the self-publishing company that I contracted. And I looked at their business model and I thought they were in it for the money, which there's nothing wrong with that when you're a business, but they weren't really serving authors the way that they should have been served. So with my second book, I started my own company. And by my third book, I'd sold over 25,000 copies of some relatively bad mystery novels. So that's where I got into this. 2010, we started growing the company. We had entrepreneurs that were bringing us their books. And we kept hearing the same story over and over. I went to a business event. I shared with the guru in the room that my products and services weren't selling. And they said, oh, that's because you don't have an expert book. So they were bringing me books and telling me that story. And as a marketer, I was like, yeah, that's not why your stuff's not selling. So that's where we connected with the quiz platform that we use. Mm-hmm. And with the quiz platform, we actually take the success principles of what you teach. So it's really great for authors, coaches, and speakers. What is that premier product that you have? We break it down into success principles, and then people evaluate where they're at on a scale of 1 to 10. And it has categories and statements. So people are really clear about where they're seeing the gaps and what they need to know to be successful at something. Mm-hmm. So there was that piece of it. And then there's a second part of it where we have them query how committed they are to solving the problem. Are they willing to spend money? And would they set an appointment with the entrepreneur? Because we wanted to take people from clicks in digital marketing into let's have conversations, run those ideas by these people, get feedback. Are you missing something? Are they just not interested? Did you not get the product right when you developed it? And so that's what we did. And based on those answers, there are three autoresponders in the background. Mm-hmm. So if they're a high commitment person who said, I'm willing to spend the money, I'm committed to solving the problem and I want to talk to you, they're going to get your calendar. Mm-hmm. And those are people that you start building relationship with. Mm-hmm. The second tier in there is your nurture space where you start the relationship. Those are people that might buy in the future. And then that third tier, when people answer this, are those people that either never have money, not committed. And we all know, you guys all know what I'm talking about. You get them on the phone and you're like, literally like trying not to roll your eyes going, why are you talking to me? Yeah. So that's what we set out to do with our authors, to build their audiences and get feedback and start to use that book. Look at that book as a loss leader versus I'm going to make a bunch of money and, you know, own the island next to Richard Branson, because I'm pretty sure he made his money from books too. So we take a lot of that magical thinking out of this for authors. Like there is a real process to this.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I think this is such an important process that you have developed, because, you know, talking about funnels, right? When you're trying to build your business and build your network of potential clients, you know, there's a large pool of people out there, but how do you actually figure out who's actually the best fit for your services? So let's just like dive into a little bit more of the details about, you know, the process, because I love that overview. So the idea is that, and correct me if I'm wrong, that, and, you know, the author, speaker, the entrepreneur would have some kind of lead magnet, which is like a book that's solving some kind of problem that their client might have. Can you expand on that?
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
Yeah, so it's actually the quiz is the lead magnet, because one of the things we found as we were going along is we've been running on this paradigm forever that I'm going to give you a piece of my genius in the form of a lead magnet. And, you know, might be a book, might be a chart, might be, you know, whatever it is. And in exchange, we called it an even exchange. You're going to give me your email address, and then I'm going to send out a drip campaign and try to get you to buy something in 7 emails. Well, the problem with that is marketing changes. Since the digital marketing, it changes about every, I would say, 12 to 15 months. Mm-hmm. And the consumers catch on to what we're doing. They get tired of it. They go away. They quit clicking. Right. So I feel like we've been running on this where it's sort of like an unrequited love relationship, mm-hmm. where I'm going to give you my genius. You're probably never going to open it. I'm going to send out a drip campaign. You're probably never going to open that, but I'm going to pretend that we're in a relationship here. So it's kind of like that for me when I look at that. So what we do with the quiz is, first of all, it's designed to be taken in under 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. So we say our quizzes allow you to determine who in your audience is your best client in 180 seconds. So first of all, it's instant gratification. That's what people want these days. Mm-hmm. It's win-win for the entrepreneur and for the person taking the quiz, because we're actually defining the success principles of what we teach inside of this quiz. And we're having them evaluate on a scale of 1 to 10 where they're at in this process. So when they get their results, it's broken down into categories and statements. So when they get it, their eye immediately goes to where they have gaps. Mm-hmm. So now I'm thinking when I get the results, oh, well, no wonder I'm not getting to where I need to go. And, you know, I have some work to do. So then you decide, is that entrepreneur the person that is your person or not? Because mm-hmm. a lot of times, you know, we hear people talk, but a lot of people do the same thing out there, but we hire the people who resonate with our personalities.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Such a good point.
Yeah. So, you know, that's where we start determining, is this my person? Do they think like I am? So the people that hire me tend to be action people. Mm-hmm. I'm not really good with people that kind of languish and don't do their homework and, you know, aren't moving along. So what that does is it starts to give the entrepreneur a lot of great feedback about what they're doing, because inside the quiz, and this is from a market research standpoint, they're going to start seeing patterns. What are people telling you over and over that they're struggling with? Is it the thing that you thought? You know, so now you can reformat products and start going in a different direction. Plus, you're talking to people all the time. So now it's not like, oh, I had this really great idea and my mother and my father said it was fantastic, but nobody's buying it. So right. You're talking to real people who may be potential clients. So that's really the gist of it, is breaking down your product and service and then being able to give away or sell that book within that funnel, because literally the whole thing happens in 3 minutes. They get the email results and they get each, the high, medium and low commitment levels. Each one of them has a different offer that mm-hmm. is commitment driven. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're a high commitment person, you're going to get my calendar and probably something that we can give away. That nurture space, we decide, do you want to talk to more people or do you want to give something, you know, a low level or a low cost course away? So it might be a $47 and $97 course. And then those low commitment people, you're going to put them in your list, feed them good content. But the truth is they'll probably never come around.
Right, for sure. Yeah. I mean, I think that's such an important point, that marketing is changing, as you said, every 12 to 15 months. And it's so important to adapt. And I just, you know, you're the first person I've ever heard really talk about, you know, the whole lead magnet and drip campaign thing in such a, you know, how it, I think it actually really is functioning right now. So I love the idea of the quiz and just like getting that engagement right on and putting people into buckets immediately so that you can really focus your attention and take the relationships to the next level more quickly. So yeah, I think one of my questions is like, what are you doing or seeing? I mean, like, how are you going to stay ahead of the trend when the next 12 or 15 month cycle is, you know, is up?
I just look and see what's going on out there and what's working. I have to tell you, I'm 60, so I've been in the marketing world for a while now. And the one thing that I think digital marketing doesn't cover is the fact that big ticket items, they need a relationship. You don't give me $5,000, $10,000 unless you know me. So I think that a lot of entrepreneurs are finding that personal connection is so much more of a trust builder than the digital. And there has to be a balance there to what you're doing with it. And I think no matter what the next trend is, people have to remember that personal connection and building a relationship one-on-one is still going to be, you know, the thing.
Yeah, for sure. I think that makes a lot of sense that, you know, when you like handing over $5,000 or $10,000 isn't something that most people are willing to do without that personal relationship. So yeah, I'm curious, like, how have you measured success with your entrepreneurs and stuff that you're working with?
Most of the success is, are they making money?
Yeah.
So that's one of the things, you know, people get so, or they have in the past, so hyped up about, I had 100 people show up to my webinar, or, you know, 500 people show up to my workshop, but did they buy?
Yeah.
And that's where I feel like this really comes in, is you can have a list of 10,000 people, but if there are 10,000 people who aren't buying, you're much better off with a smaller list of really engaged people that you're relationship building with. And that can be difficult sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, especially when you're trying to, you know, keep growing, it's hard to continually maintain those relationships. But yeah, I think that that makes a lot of sense. So, and would you say that, like, how are you making these quizzes with your entrepreneurs? Are they, is it a like back and forth process that you go through to help them create the quiz?
Yes. So let's say that you hired me. We would go through your product or service. I have a worksheet that I send out and I just have you do a big brain dump. Mm-hmm. And then we come back to the table and break down that product and service and figure out what are the categories, what are the main areas, the 3 to 5 main areas where people really have to achieve to be successful at what you teach. And then beneath them, we start outlining the statements. And a lot of times I'll just have you guys brain dump and then we'll come back in and discuss. And I will actually write the statements because they have to all go in the same direction. There's a formula that keeps it all in place so that you get good answers on it. And by good, I mean authentic answers.
Absolutely. Totally.
Because, yeah, market research, quizzes, whatever you're doing doesn't work unless the answers are real. So we go in and we do that together. We also write the copy. We decide what the funnel is going to be and how we're going to put it together. And then my team takes that and goes off and builds your first quiz for you.
Okay, cool. And then how do you recommend that people like advertise their quiz or put it out or, you know, get the leads or get people into the quiz?
So it depends on what you're doing, what the core of what you do is. Our biggest is speakers. You can actually, because each one has its own unique URL, you can speak at an event and put this 3 minutes in and say, I want you to take out your phones right now. Let's find out how much you know about lead generation. Go to www.leadlogicquiz.com. That's one of mine. And you give them time within that talk to go do it. You have just lead captured that entire room.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Just given them feedback. And you get all the results in real time. We've actually done this in rooms where people have teams mm-hmm. and their teams are back in the back of the room on the software in real time, breaking up who's high commitment, who's nurture, who's low commitment. There was one event where the high commitment people, the sales, the good closers went out and started talking to them during the 3-day event. The nurture, so their warm, fuzzy salespeople connected with that nurture space and started working with them. And then that low commitment group, which is the bulk most of the time, they were funneling in towards box sets, books, you know, low ticket items to get them out the door. So yeah. All of it is in real time. So you can get results within minutes.
Yeah. Well, what I like about it too, is there isn't this like, you know, there isn't like a lot of pressure to like go to the back of the room or something, right? Like, because that's like kind of the most annoying part I think about going to an event is like, right, not everyone's going to be the right fit for the higher ticket offerings, but like that pressure to go to the back of the room and, you know, whatever. And like, that's just the quiz is a much more sort of like elegant way to put people into buckets and not like, and, you know, just it's more effective and fun for everyone.
It is. And I think the back of the room concept or any time that you're convincing someone they need you versus you're showing them. So I rarely, when I get on the phone with someone, have to do a sales pitch. I show them what it is, they buy or they don't buy. And either one's okay, because if I have to convince you or you run to the back of the room, chances are there's going to be buyer's remorse because yeah, I just threw you a great sales pitch and I may or may not be able to deliver.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, no, I think that's really important. And yeah, I mean, I just love what you're doing. Like, it's so important to be staying ahead of the curve with this stuff so that the process can be, you know, is just as good as it can be and really connect the right customers with the right people, right? Like, that's the goal of, I think, marketing in general is to like, get customers connected with the people that they that are really going to serve them best. And so, you know, making that process less annoying and more seamless is a worthy effort. And I think like digital marketing has worked really, I mean, it does seem to work for lower ticket items more easily, right? Because, but when people are making that huge investment, making sure that there is that personal connection to the brand and the person who's selling is so important. So I just love that concept. And yeah, I mean, I think it can apply to so many industries. Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Juliet, for coming on. You clearly have an amazing product. And are you planning on doing this for the future? Or what do you see coming up for you next?
Coming up for me next, I'm actually doing a lot of publishing. COVID inspired a lot of people to write books. So
okay.
Yeah, we've been expanding our bestseller campaigns and our launch parties as well. So I have a lot going on.
So let me just understand. So you're helping people publish their books. Is that right?
Yes, we do. That's what we publish books and we launch.
Okay. Awesome. That's amazing. Yeah. I mean, a much needed service for, yeah, all the entrepreneurs out there, people who are writing books. So anyways, it was so great to talk to you. Thank you for sharing your cutting edge marketing techniques. I think that the really well done quizzes are definitely what's going to help most entrepreneurs right now. So thank you so much for sharing. And yeah, I look forward to hearing what you're up to coming in the future. And thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.